to our podcast family, where each show offers a unique blend of entertainment, information, and inspiration. Here are some shows from our fellow podcasters. The Scott Show. Experience Greg Fantasia live and get entertained. LMS Radio. Tune in for weekly broadcasts covering various topics. QGCN Radio. Join in for engaging conversations and good vibes. Club Ascot Radio and Ascot Records. Discover independent artists and the music. The Old Man's Podcast. Start your day on a positive note with insightful content. The Pulse in Anderson and Anand, Alaska. Get involved in insightful conversations and discussions. 620 Patio. Relax and enjoy unique topics in a laid-back atmosphere. WKOP Podcast. Stay informed on current events with candid discussions. Fuller thoughts by a full filmer. Explore learning, management, and leadership topics. Think High Crew. Discover valuable insights and perspectives on various subjects. TIK Radio. Dive into discussions on education, mental health, and holistic well-being. Join us in this journey of discovery, learning, and entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing live at the Lois Curtis Center, Nicole Gobert. Yes, the Nightingale, Nicole Gobert, is an R&B artist with a powerful voice and a message to share. Nicole Gobert is the niece of the late civil rights icon Huey P. Newton, and she will be performing and telling her family's story as civil rights warriors as part of the grand opening of the Lois Curtis Center. All members of the community are invited to this free and accessible open house event with family-friendly activities, treats, and tours of the building and their programs. Remember, Nicole Gobert, live at the grand opening of the Lois Curtis Center, June 22nd, 1 to 5 p.m., 1921 Southeast Indiana in Topeka.
When
joining us here on Sunday Coffee Jazz. I am your co-host, Wendy.
Okay, Joseph, so what is it with Lenny B? I didn't quite know much about him.
Well, I was able to find a little bit. Lenny B has become really known in the music industry for doing what is called remixes, taking popular songs and remixing them to make them more upbeat, a different type of way, a different type of style. He's done it with a couple of country music artists here in the U.S., such as Shania Twain, who actually is originally from Canada, and Martina McBride. But he has also done it for the likes of Rihanna and Britney Spears. So he produces these great remixes for them that get played in clubs, etc. So Lenny B is well known in the music industry for doing remixes. That's his big thing.
Okay, so who do you have next?
So next we have a song that was released in May of last year, May of 2023, and it's called Tropicana by Irwin Dio. It seems that his real name is Irwin Dot Kwon Do, or Do, and he is on a record label called Fortune Cookie Records. And Fortune Cookie Records was established in 2022. And his song again is Tropicana by Irwin Dew.
Fortune Cookie. I wondered what that was, you know, because it had Irwin B, then it had Fortune Cookie, and it seems like, you know, I just slightly confused. Anyway, you've settled it all for me. So who do we have next?
So next we have, our next song is by Nick Petrov called Sunshine Dreamer. Why don't you play Sunshine Dreamer, and then we'll talk a little bit about Nick, if that would be okay.
Thank you.
Joseph, why did you choose Sunshine Dreamer? Slightly unusual?
It is unusual. I just kind of liked it. Sometimes, you know, you pick something and you just listen to it and you just say, I just like that. I don't know why, but I just like that song. So there's no hidden reason, no esoteric thing. It's just, I just liked it. And sometimes you just got to go with that.
Okay, tell us about Nick, please.
So Nick is, Nick is a multi-instrumental composer and producer, and he's one of those people that produces music that you can download and use for videos and for movies and for podcasting, etc. They say he's based in Ukraine, but in doing a little research, I also found them listed as being in Canada. So I'm not sure exactly where he currently is. Is he still based in the Ukraine? Is he in Canada? Does he sort of try to shuffle between the two? Don't know for certain, unfortunately. But our next song is, we have another one from Lenny B, who was our first producer. And this one is called Cape Town.
Monica, very nice of you. Thank you very much. So, who do we have next, Joseph?
So our next group of songs are all from Nick Petrov. And as we mentioned, Nick Petrov is that Ukrainian-based composer. Maybe he's in Canada. Maybe shuttles between the two. Don't know, not certain. But as I mentioned earlier, he produces music that you can find on many of these various sites, such as Upbeat and others, where you can purchase and use for your videos, your movies, your podcasts, etc. And our next song from Nick Petrov is called Nostalgic Summer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anna. Anna, would you like to come on so we can hear your voice, or you don't want to? Would you like to come on, Joseph?
Because I don't know. Nice. I don't know if she wants that. She can call in if she wants.
Yes.
I don't know. Unless she wants to come into the room with me, she's welcome to do so. We're in a different room so that there's no noise. The room I'm in is the office I record my podcasts in. So she's always welcome to come on in if she wants to say hello.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She may or may not. We'll see.
It would be nice to have her on, you know. Okay. So,
as she said, she's going to stay behind the scenes, it looks like.
Okay. Okay. All right, Anna. Okay, who do we have now next?
Well, once again, we have Nick Petrov, and his song is entitled Smooth Moves. Joseph, how are you getting along with your Father's Day show? How are you getting along with it? Have you got I've picked out a number of songs. I think the first part of the group of songs I've picked out, and I don't want to give too much away. Maybe in the next time we do this together, I'll give a little bit more. It's to recognize the fathers and grandfathers of what we here in the U.S. like to call, or the term that we've given them, America's greatest generation. These are the men who fought in World War II and then came back home and, you know, started their lives once again, started up their lives. Many of them, you know, being drafted at the age of 18 and traveling over to seas, many of them to foreign places that they probably never have heard of. And so the first part of the show will focus on them and recognize them. And then we'll have a couple of other pieces. I've got, I think, four pieces for that first group. And then I'll have a number of other pieces for some other groups. And I've got one or two other things I've been thinking about. I haven't finished the list, but I've got about seven pieces set so far for you.
Okay, I've got a surprise for you, Joseph. You can have a 2-hour show.
Oh, I don't know if I can do a 2-hour show, but I definitely do a 1-hour show. I will definitely do one.
Okay, then, a 1-hour show, longer than me. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Joseph. That would be very interesting how you'll be able to get, you know, a compilation of so many music in 1 hour. Well, I can't wait. So who do we have?
Okay. Our next song is another one by Nick Petrov, and it's called Reflection Point.
You're nearly coming to the end. Now, Joseph, tell listeners what your podcast is and what's it all about.
Sure. My podcast is called Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning, and you can find me right here on Podbean, but you can also find me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and a number of other smaller podcast hosts. Foolish Thoughts are my thoughts on such things as learning and training, in which I've been in the profession for over 35 years. But it also focuses on business tips and consulting and whatever foolish thoughts I may have. And I produce them twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. They are short. So if you're looking for a short podcast, this is one. You don't have to spend an hour. It's a short, under 5-minute podcast. Sometimes I get a little nostalgic. I look back at some business trends. Other times, something new and different, what's happening in the world. And if you don't mind me telling everyone, Gina, what the podcast episodes are for next week, if you don't mind.
Joseph, the show's yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We've got two podcasts. On Tuesday, one will be released called Get Up and Out. And that focuses on people who work in offices and sit behind their desk. That was me for many, many years, and kind of focuses on getting people up and out. And the other one is a training technique that I heard about a number of years ago, and I wanted to revisit that training technique, and it's called the Me Box, M-E-Me Box. And that one is, I podcast about that one about 3 years ago, but I wanted to revisit it, so I've updated it, and hopefully if you're in the training business, or maybe you're looking for an icebreaker for a meeting, you might want to listen to that. Looking for a new one, not the same old, have a listen and kind of listen in on Thursday for that one. And so, again, it's Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning on Podbean and lots of others every Tuesday and Thursday. And hopefully you'll listen in, like, follow, and hey, maybe even share with a friend.
Joseph, thank you so much. But how do you have all this time to do all this work? You've got your podcast going on, you're hosting with me on a Sunday, and you're going to work every other day. You're amazing.
Oh, you know what it is? You kind of really have to focus on the whole scheduling thing. That's the big thing, and planning ahead. So I've got podcasts already recorded and ready for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So that gives me a little bit of a buffer. But you're always got to be looking out for a new ideas. You know, whenever you can, you've got to be looking and listening. And And it helps keeps my mind sharp. To be honest, doing this helps keep my mind sharp. And that's really important as you get older.
Right. And what's your three mottos?
Sure. The motto is, it's learn, perform, succeed. Learn. You need to learn things, and there are various ways of learning them. It could be a lecture, it could be a podcast, it could be a video, it could be a job guide. But the key is to learn what you need to do using any method or a variety of methods. Then you have to perform it. You have to perform that task. You have to perform that job. And if you learn it properly and you're able to perform that job, you have succeeded. So learn, perform, succeed.
Thank you so much. And coming to the last one, what do we have here?
So our last one is called Fly Away by Nick Petrov. And before you start spinning our very, very last tune, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you, Gina. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with you, to kind of be your co-host, partner in crime, if you want to call it that, on these Saturday nights, spinning some tunes for our listeners. So thank you very much.
Joseph, it's my pleasure. And Monica, I have sent you a speaker to come on if you would like to, but you're not saying anything. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me and Joseph on Sunday Jazz here. I know it's, you know, it's, I know where you are, it's Saturday, but here it's Sunday and it's very early in the morning. So I always like to keep it 30 minutes. Joseph, can you tell listeners about the Pomodoro technique?
Oh, the Pomodoro technique. Yes, yes. So that was a technique. It's a time management technique devised by an Italian college student. I believe it was in the late 80s, early 90s. And Pomodoro is a tomato, by the way. It's the word for tomato in Italian. And the whole idea behind the Pomodoro technique is that you work for a period of time, then you stop and take a short break. You work again, stop for a short break, work again, and then you take a longer break. And it's called Pomodoro because it uses a timer to help you time your tasks. And the timer that this particular gentleman who created this time management technique was in the shape of a tomato. It was a kitchen timer that his mom had used for cooking. And so it's called a Pomodoro technique, a way of time managing, being able to manage your time and to be successful in doing your work. You didn't have to, you know, it's short chunks. You know, you focus on it, take a break, short chunks, focus on it, instead of you having your mind drift off all of the time. And for some people and many people, it works. And it was a hot technique in the early 90s.
Right. So thank you so much, Joseph. Thanks a great deal. Are you seeing the pictures that I have sent? Or you're not able
yes,
to
yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Monica, thank you so much. And Tadpole. Monica, where's Zelda? She usually is up now or is she tucked away in bed? Because it's always nice to have her on. Right. Okay, Monica. If it's okay. Right then. Let me play Fly Away. And sorry if the sound wasn't so good because I know, you know, it was muted off. Oh, Zelda is out with her friends. Oh, I see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me here, Gina, in Surrey, in the UK, early in the morning. And so many thanks to Joseph Barone from the podcast AFoolForLearning.com in Maryland. And another person who was very kind to be here is Monica from Banji, California, is that right? In Mexico. Thank you a great deal. So I'll be signing off now with the whole crew here on Sunday Jazz. So thank you so much to so many of you listeners wherever you are. And this last one by Nick Perov is called fly away, which Joseph said. So thanks a great deal. And again, I hope to see you next time. But Joseph, you will not be here next week. Explain to the listeners why.
Why? Well, I am. I work currently for the Maryland County, Maryland, the Montgomery County, Maryland Board of Election, and I will be running what we call our one of our early voting centers. And here in the States, there would be Election Day. It used to be one day. Now they've expanded it to Election Day plus a number of early days. And I have been tasked with running one of the centers from 6 a.m. in the morning till 8 at night for 8 days in a row. So I'll be quite busy for the next for a little over a week. So that's what I'll be doing. So I won't be getting out of work until probably about 9 o'clock, come home, get some sleep, and do it all over again the next day.
So when is your elections? I thought it was in November.
So you are correct. What we call our general election is in November. However, this is what's called a primary. And here in the States, the primary's purpose is for the political parties to choose the candidates who will represent them in November. And so you have, you know, the various political parties, Democrat, Republican, and various other ones. And there are various people running to be the nominee, the person who will be the standard bearer, if you want to call it that, for the November election. So that the purpose is to figure out who is going to represent our party for the various contests in November.
Right. The same thing here in the UK. We are having an election here in May, the 2nd as well. But I will not be running around and doing what you are doing. As so many of the public, we're just going in to vote to see who we're going to have to stand, you know, to be the next prime minister. So it seems, you know, coincidence, similar what's happening with you. It's the same thing. That's what's happening here in the UK.
Excellent. So there'll be a new prime minister chosen. And then when will that prime minister, if you don't mind me asking, take effect? When will he or she actually begin their role as prime minister?
Well, it usually is within a week when they are elected, but we don't really know if an election is going to happen. I mean, it's supposed to happen every May, but, you know, with what's happening inside the country, with asylum seekers, there's so much going on now, so we don't actually know if an election is going to take place, but it's supposed to take place because we've had the same party in office now for nearly 15 years. So basically, we want to get rid of them.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so thank you so much. So I will say bye-bye from me, Gina, here in the UK with Fly Away. And see you next time.
Thank you.
broadcasting to the UK, Europe and the rest of the world. This is LMS Radio.
For awesome content, like and subscribe now.